Your readings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new Full Moon edition of Flesh Wound Horror. I'm Daniel Shine, joined by producer extraordinaire Todd Loya.
What's up? How you doing today, Dan?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good myself.
Always. Why are we well when you're talking Full Moon?
I know. It's such a difference a year makes. I'm really looking forward to them so much more than we were like when we were getting a, you know, last year. There was the year before, I can't remember what year it was, we had some rough ones. I'm glad we'll find out if we're still on the right track.
We'll see. We're very excited. So we've got a lot of Full Moon stuff. We got a big one coming up, our Full Moon Empire of Horror. Coming up with Christian Hannah Horror, that is going to air on the Wednesday this month, May 19th. So you'll want to keep an eye out for that. That is going to be a big Full Moon show. We're going to talk everything Full Moon Empire, what makes us fans. So if you're listening to this, be sure to keep an eye out on the 19th.
Yeah, and here, since I know we'll be showing off some things, I'm going to give a sneak peek. So you probably won't see this on the other show. There's Full Moon membership card. It's been my wallet's well loved it. I'm not going to give away my code because I've had this thing, I don't know how many years, 20 maybe at this point.
And it still works.
I just used the discount not too long ago for a certain box set that's going to go right there. So
yeah, what is it that you have sitting there right now?
That's the box to the replica Evil Bong.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, I was like, was that a DVD set that I don't remember or something? It looked big, too big to be that.
No, it is. I just put it on its size. I thought it'll make me happy till it gets there.
So we're here tonight to talk about a brand new Full Moon film, and that is Don't Let Her In, which is currently airing in two chapters on Full Moon streaming.
And it should be on Amazon Prime on the Full Moon streaming channel there.
Yes.
It should be anytime. So maybe up right now as you're watching. I know that they go up on the direct streaming service first, then the Prime channel. So depending how you watch your Full Moon, you got a couple ways to see this thing.
Sweet. So speaking of Full Moon legends, this is from writer-director Ted Nicolau of Subspecies fame. Very excited to see him back in the Full Moon fold. And Don't Let Her In, this one. When an attractive young couple rents out a room in their spacious loft to an eccentric, beautiful female artist, they soon live to regret it. Slowly but surely, their seductive new tenant invades their minds, their beds, and the very fabric of their lives. A sensual, supernatural nightmare from writer-director Ted Nicolau. All right, so one thing that I really love about this is, aside from the shameless self-promotion, which we all love, because of course the character Amber is a poster artist for Full Moon movies, which we get Corona zombies.
We don't say that. She does low budget horror, so I'm just gonna think she does more than just Full Moon. I don't know.
One of which happens to be Corona zombies.
There we go. I'm giving her credit. She's doing big things.
She's doing big things. Corona Zombies was the epic of pandemic. The epic of the pandemic.
And Dan's not joking. Watch it if you have not.
But aside from that, I don't want to say it's not a Full Moon feel, but this kind of harkens back to like Meridian, Kiss of the Beast.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, that tone. I mean, I guess you could say Castle Freak to a degree. It's not as gory. This is kind of classy Full Moon, I guess we could say, kind of a supernatural erotic thriller is how I would describe it. And this is what they need to make. I think there is a grand total of, I believe, four actors in this, basically one location. So this is doable. they can still make this.
And I mean, I know we probably notice more. We're kind of like in a one location and, you know, minuscule group of actors, but you're right. It works so well. I mean, you don't need to budget a giant cast to make something good. And I've been saying, like, for the past, I don't know how long, that I feel like Full Moon's back into form, even if it's not the same Full Moon of years ago. Mm-hmm. This one, for me, it keeps it going. And I remember the trailer. I was like, okay, it could be good, but I really like this one. I think, Gingerweed Man's a little different movie, but I really like that one too. Lauren Doctor is not hard to look at. So that was nice. As Serena, it was, yeah, a small cast, but I mean, I think everyone, you know, did really good. And I can't recommend that. Like, if you like, yeah, you nailed it with Meridian. If you like that feel in some of the older stuff, it is like, it actually made me want to watch that too, because that's one of my favorites also. But yeah, I don't know. There's something about this one. I'm not a huge subspecies guy either. And that's the thing. I think the creature mm-hmm. looked really cool in this one. Yeah. Well, I guess we call it a creature, the demon. Is that a spoiler?
The demon. That's cool.
Okay. Yeah. What did you think about the look?
I thought everything, like I said, they were able to accomplish what they needed to accomplish on a budget. Some people might expect some of the eroticism to be pushed a little further, but I thought they did a really good job. It was steamy. It was, you know, exactly kind of what it needed to be for this for this tone. I thought the actors were fantastic, as you said, very easy on the eyes. I don't think anybody's going to have any complaints there. You know, again, some people might want more skin. This is not Surrender Cinema level, just so you're aware.
I would take the Surrender Cinema version too.
There you go. Just they can remake it. It's where's Jacqueline Lavelle? She can she can pop in as the demon. But yeah, I love this. Is it going to be on anybody's like favorite of all time Full Moon list? Probably not, but this is like just a really good step in the right direction for them that they can do. It gives me some hope. I mean, Subspecies has got to be a little bit grander in scale. I have no idea. I haven't been following what they're doing with the new Subspecies.
I know that there's a spinoff film. I can't remember mm-hmm. the title exactly.
Sorry. Oh, are you talking from way back? Vampire
Journals? No. I could have swore there's on the Deadly 10. Actually, I'll confirm that while we're talking.
No, there is. And I think, I mean, I'd want a little bit more than just Radu stalking somebody in an apartment. But this at least gives me hope that maybe they can find a way to pull it off in 2021.
Yeah, I think it's hard without the castles and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very hard. That's where it will lack.
But I can see it, you know, as a small, oh yeah, okay, it is straight up, it is Subspecies 5 Blood Rise. Okay, so that's a Deadly 10. Like I'm looking at the ones from last year, or the other ones on this list. Like, I wasn't a huge Blade fan, or Necropolis, but Necropolis. Like Necropolis, thank you, geez, Legion. But I mean, Ouija's killed it. I have hope. I mean, I think you can do something like Bride of the Family on a smaller scale and still make it entertaining. I mean,
that's tough. Bride of the Head of the Family has been anticipated. I feel like I've waited. Well, I have waited like a quarter century for that goddamn movie.
Yeah. But so
maybe
I think you can scale it. I think out of all the big franchises, that one, they have a better shot. I can see that working a lot better, smaller than a Puppet Master or a Subspecies.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I have hope. My hope has been restored. I know I was kind of down on Full Moon for a couple of years, mm-hmm. but I've always, see, even then I've always had fun with the Evil Bongs. I just like the direction we're going in now. It feels like more you know, utilizing, you know, what they have. They're using what they have to the best of their abilities and making good content.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. And like I said, this one is sort of an erotic thriller mold. And obviously the shit hits the fan eventually. And I had a good time with it. Serious Full Moon. So guys, we told you where you can find this, but we rate on a scale of 0 to 5 stars. And
real quick, I do want to mention it just came out and it's split up into two parts.
Yeah.
So there's chapter one and chapter two, and that gets you the whole thing. Will it leave you wanting for a chapter three? Well, let's find out what we rate it.
So, all right. I give this one a 3.5. I had a really good time. Very positive step for Full Moon.
Yeah. I'm a 4. I really like this one out of their new stuff. I mean, it's probably not my favorite, but yeah, I don't know. I really like this one. And I don't know, maybe I miss the erotic thriller. I know we probably both do. But small scale, nice set. It just worked for me. Everything about it.
Yeah, I could have gone a little higher if they just dialed up the eroticism. That was the only thing. I wanted just a little bit more.
I don't think it was full, like, you know, full surrender cinema. So I was okay with the amount we got. And honestly, what are we're going to get 5 extra minutes of bump and grind. I mean, I'm good.
Oh, well, I would take the bump and grind. Thank you, Todd. But that's all right. So this is, you know, this is a possibility that we will get a follow-up. Possibly. I don't know.
I would like to see this continued. Full Moon, if you're paying attention, definitely. This is one I'd like to see more of.
Absolutely. And hopefully we will get more. So guys, again, the 19th with Christian Hanahar, we talk everything Full Moon and Empire. So you want to check that out.
We talk everything Full Moon.
Yeah,
Empire may be touched upon, but it's not an Empire show. So everyone just be fully aware. Yeah. We're going to talk Full Moon. Empire will probably come up though, because they are kind of intertwined.
Yes, absolutely. And we're going to have, Christian back at some point too, because there's obviously a lot to talk about here. So check that out. Check out all the other shows. Also, like, share, subscribe, and smash that notification bell on YouTube. We appreciate it very much. FleshWoundFeatures.com, where you can find the link to our Teespring store. And we've got a lot of shirts up. A lot of them are limited, so grab them. Patreon.com/FleshWoundFeatures for early original uncensored content. We've got our Super Hornio Brothers episode with Hayden Cornelius of the Cornelius Collection coming up on Saturday. And you also get a sneak peek at our merch on there, our upcoming merch. You'll be the first to get a hold of some of it.
And don't forget, we're going to have very soon, we'll have a special unboxing with, to keep it in the Full Moon one, we're going to have the Evil Bong set unboxing, because some of us caved. And hey, I saved $18 with my Full Moon card. So
you did. There you go. There you go. So guys, it's been a pleasure. Check it out. And we will see you next time. Good night.
Good night.